Hey, Mrs. Jones, where were your parents from?
They're from Canton, China.
And what do you know? What district?
I think my mother was born here. My father's from China.
Where was your mother born? In San Francisco? Or?
Well, from what I from one of her picture, it's part of a birth certificate or something, with a stamp on it, and I noticed it was Winnemucca, in Nevada. And my grandparent must have lived up in Nevada, and he must have come over to the railroad or had a gold mine or something. My mother passed away when I was really young, so I don't remember too much.
When did your father come to the United States?
Well, I guess at an early age, I guess, but before. After marrying my mother, you know, I lived in San Francisco. he was somebody, partner or something, a real gift shop. Two sisters and a brother. Get together. And after my mother passed away, my sister married, and I was living my family in the
family. So how many in the family are there?
Just four. But I think it was more, but I can't remember, some younger than me.
What number were you in?
I was the fourth one.
Fourth one.
So I think there was a couple more.
And what did, how about the three who were, three older ones, were they brothers, sisters?
Well, two sisters and a brother.
Mm-hmm.
The two sisters married all, and then my brother, my family's only two, and he joined some kind of show, and he went to New York.
What kind of a show?
It was a stock show. And he has a small part in it. I guess he had liking for show business, and he traveled again. And he's back east and took up some dancing lesson or something. He has a good partner. They dance together. Sometimes on the stage and sometimes in some clubs. And he just keep working himself and train himself. I guess he studied too. And the girl worked together for a while, and then they split up and ran away and continued to study more and then start to work by himself and take So then he had been home for a long time after San Francisco, and came back after San Francisco, and he asked me if I wanted join him. So I said, well, I was very shy and was alone.
How old were you at the time?
This was 18. And I was working for a doctor at the time, and still, from an old-fashioned doctor in Chinatown. He said, take care of my grandmother and my aunt and cousins and all of us. He said, well, I'll give you a job in an office. And I said, oh, I don't know anything about medicine. Oh, just you get an interpreter in Chinese and medication. I'll teach you and this and that. So I took a chance and worked with him. He was very good to me. He taught me quite a bit, and I learned quite a bit. And I said, oh, you know, I'd like to take up pharmacies or nursing or something.
Was it a, he was involved in Chinese medicine or Western medicine?
No, Western.
A Chinese doctor, though.
American.
No, American doctor. Uh-huh.
Like old-fashioned doctor. Yeah. Going up to your house and check out and check on you and all that. And then after that, he write out the medicine, and I go back to the office and fill out most of the those medicine all and pills and all and prepare. And take one or two. So I just doing that in the beginning, and I started to learn quite a bit, you know, and it taught me a bit, you know. So I thought I'd really like to take up in that line, take up some pharmacy or be a nurse or something. And also my brother came out and said, would you like to travel? You know, I said, oh, yeah, it'd be nice to travel and, you know, be in San Francisco. New York, Chicago, but the first thing he told me was going to put me in show business, but I was scared.
How much older is your brother? Was your brother?
Oh, he would be probably in his 80s, you know.
When were you born?
San Francisco. I was born in San Francisco.
Yeah, when? Too?
1900? 1900? Mm. So, he was 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So, he said, well, I took care of you. His mother passed away, and two sisters married. And some of you got me to the travel, and fun to travel. So, I quit my job as a doctor, and then and gradually, he taught me little things, and just come on, act to his act, so he was paying more money, and then he decides he's going to take me on with him. Then he left to live in the living quarters, you know, like that, two separate rooms, a hotel, and separate rooms, and I would be with him. And so he's alone, and then he figured out I was alone. And mother's not living. Then, before you know it, he started, you know, give me a little more to do, you know. So I was just skeptic, but in those days, you know, you'd get by, you just come out and make everyone and look pretty and you're young and, you know, things, you know, the costume, and just come out and do a little bit. Actors act, and, you know, instead of just single and come on and do his number. So when he finished his number, he would sit back in the chair and light the pipe. I would go and light up his pipe. And then I would walk up to this pillow and sit on there, just bent down gracefully. Imagine I was playing at the Chinese banjo. I really couldn't play the action. And then from the front, they said, I look very pretty. They said, and then the light comes out dim, turning sometimes, and it's not too dim. And somebody wrote in the song, well, so you are dreaming. Dreaming of the country. And I was sitting there, da-da-da-da-da-da.
Who taught, did your brother teach you?
Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. So just did a little bit, but they said he asked so much to his aunt because he was just doing the single and close up and that's all. But now to bring me on, and then I just do a little bit and do some very pretty costume. Strumming this thing, just on the foundation. So next day he gets more money than able to take me on the with him to pay for my transportation and hotel bill and eating. So we kind of help each other. So I get a chance to, you know, taste his traveling. I enjoy that part of it. But continue show business, and I still, you know, my mind is still on my own. So. Now I wish I had to follow the, you know, stay with a doctor and become a nurse or take a pharmacist. And I enjoy doing it when I was in that line. But I never even, after getting the show, I didn't think I wanted to be a teacher. Because I know I'm not built for that. Well, people are like gifted this girl, like a beautiful boy. She's married and a child. And she wanted to continue in the show business. And she worked in Manhattan. Beautiful boys, she can sing. She loved it. And me, I'm not there. So when I came out next, I have nothing to do. And then I knew this man, Tom Cubby, in Chinatown. He's like an agent. The movie part with different people.
How do you spell his last name?
Gubin.
G-U-B-I-N?
Yeah, G-U-B-I-N. G-U-B-B-O-N.
G-U-B-B-O-N.
Yeah, he owned a little gift shop in what do you call Elk Hill. He torn down that after all this. And all the people hang out because he gets these cuts from the students. I want to certain part, then he would, you know, want to find these characters and take them on. So he tried to put me on, you know, not sure he was trying to get me up, you know, give me a good part, but good parts are not easy to find. So we work a little bit in the, you know, atmosphere and the crowd and all that, and get paper and other girls and boys too, school people, you know, working. But, to stay in show business, I don't, you know, anyway, then later on, my brother met this couple earlier. His name is so he came out here to work on movies. So he got good parts and big, I know my brother a long time. So he came up first to work in a movie with the Bing Crosby and all these big people.
Who was that?
Irwin. Irwin Connolly.
Irwin Connolly?
Yeah. He's the one that got my brother started. So he wrote to my brother in New York, you know, coming out and maybe we get more Chinese young people to form a group.
Let me backtrack a little bit first. So you don't remember roughly the time that your father came to the States? Was it about the very late 1800s or early 1900s? Would have to be because you were born in 1900 and you were born in San Francisco?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. What did your father do in China? What did he do in the States?
I don't know what he did in China.
What did he do in the, when he came to San Francisco?
I don't think he worked in a mine. He probably he cooked pretty well, American food, maybe he did some cooking for family or something, or when he went to school, maybe, you know, a school job, working for a country family. In those days, a Chinese man, a young man, he was going to school, to house it for vision.
Did you stay with your father when you were young? Or?
Yeah, until my mother passed away. Then I stayed with my grandmother.
Oh, so you stayed with your father until you were around eight?
Yeah.
And then your mother passed away, and then you stayed with your aunt in San Francisco too? Uh-huh.
So I couldn't past.
And then what schools did you go to? Did you go to elementary school in San Francisco?
Yeah, there's a school right in Chinatown. It's run by the same system of school. But we feel so many, such a big group of Chinese children. Right in Chinatown.
So
we don't have to travel or go too far, so we all live in Chinatown. We all just walk to school and walk to children.
So all the students were Chinese?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the teachers were American.
What was the name of that school? Do you remember?
We call Wong Ka Shi Gun
because
that's right, on Clay Street.
On Clay Street?
Above Stockton, between Stockton and Powell. All Caucasian teachers until around the area, then my cousin, she lived in Vallejo, she came out, graduated, and she became a teacher, and she taught there for a while.
So they were all Caucasian teachers until about 1925?
Yeah, around there. Before a while.
Mm-hmm.
And she was one of the teachers, I don't know how many more, but I know she was one of the teachers. So this elementary school, first to sixth.
And then did you go to school beyond that? Or?
I didn't go too far beyond that in those days. We're lucky to get that much for a girl. And my brother did study Chinese too, but he said, can't afford the girl. He had to pay in those days, you don't have public Chinese school.
Your brother went to Chinese school?
Or? Yeah, he went to some Chinese. But the girls are not able to, they can't afford to go. So then, after I graduated grammar school, I went to high school for a short time, not too much.
In San Francisco?
Yeah. And I started to go to work.
For the doctor?
No, I worked in different job places.
What kinds of jobs?
The sewing factories, I guess, are going to help out sometimes. Maybe. Yeah, shortly. I think I started working in the doctor before I left.
What was the wages? What kinds of wages did you get from the doctor? On a weekly or monthly?
Yeah, weekly. But, very low, but you can get by.
How much was it, roughly?
Mm-hmm. maybe 10, 15 hours or something like that.
Yeah.
And then I took the medicine up to the patient, mostly Chinese patient, all Chinese patients. His office in Chinatown. So Chinese New Year, Christmas, and they give the doctor a present and they give me a present, and so appreciate it. I take the medicine up to them, after the doctor check the child, about high fevers or whatever kind of sickness, and then write out prescription, and I go back to office and fill up the pills and take it up to the lady and explain to her, you know, how much you take and this and that. And they were so appreciative that I did that.
Did this American doctor treat many Chinese patients? Mm-hmm. Many?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So my grandmother, my aunt, and my cousins.
Would you say that many Chinese people before the war relied on Chinese medicine or Western medicine?
Well, I guess most of them rely on Chinese medicine. But this old doctor has he's been in Chinatown a long time, and he has two offices, one downtown in the morning and afternoon he comes to Chinatown. Then he has a man interpreter for him, worked for him for a while, and I guess he passed away or something. And he was stuck for somebody, and then he was picking my grandmother, my aunt, and my cousins, and said to call me up and want me to, you know, come up and help me in the office. And I got scared. I had no training.
So did your family use Chinese medicine at all?
I think my grandma used both.
Your grandmother used both.
Mm-hmm.
And your how about your aunt? How when you lived with
her?
Used both.
Yeah, we all lived together. Yeah, my grandpa, my uncle, my cousin, five cousins. So they take me in because of Mother Castle. I take my brother and take me away. And,
mm-hmm.
And I travel with my brother. And
so, what was the time period that you traveled with your brother?
Roughly. Yeah, 21 or 22, I left San Francisco.
You left San Francisco and started traveling around the...
Yeah.
What cities did you...
First we went to Chicago, and then the his show played all around the area. And then later on we came back out in 25, and we started to pick the show. And we played up and down the coast. And then we had to contact the area across town, across the state, to New York. We had to get to New York and get around and play upstate New York and then all the big theaters around New York. And then we had to go to Boston and Washington, D.C.
So, when did you stop traveling with your brother?
In 1934, the time that I saw a movie come out or something and no more border. So, the show was closed and everybody was on their own, some girls get married and some look for different jobs and all scattered.
Did that mean that your brother also stopped in 1934?
Hmm.
And
later on he came out and found his family. Then I stayed in New York with my sister, my sister. My second sister is married and lived in New York. My brother-in-law and then my cousin in the restaurant. So stay with them. I work in the restaurant, like a cashier, a check-in girl, and something in the restaurant. So I stay with them. So I've been out here from 86 or 87.
Came out to Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Or? 1936, 37? And what did you do when you came out here?
I got out here shortly and got married. A boy came, and then the girl came, and I didn't do anything.
What did your husband do?
Well, he was a bartender at Seven Seas in Hollywood Boulevard. And I first met him.
At what place?
In Hollywood, the Seven Seas.
Oh, the Seven Seas.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think he's still there. Different man at a different moment. And then, when I first married him, you know, he was a bartender there, and then...
So you were married around 1937? Uh-huh. Do you remember what his wages were for being a bartender around that time?
Not very much.
So you had a son and a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Did you work?
No.
While you had the children?
I didn't work when the children came. But then later on, then my brother came out. And that's when he came out here. He came out and then he was getting a different job and small job and moving. And then, he and Jimmy Hall went in together and looked for a restaurant to get started. And finally they found one in North Hollywood. Found a restaurant then. So my husband and I both helped. I'm a cashier and he was a bartender. And my brother was the maitre d', seats of people.
Where was the restaurant?
In North Hollywood.
Was it a Chinese restaurant?
Yeah.
What was it?
In Ventura Boulevard.
Ventura Boulevard.
Yeah, called Ching Hao. Ching Hao.
Uh-huh.
And Jimmy was near the studio. I was one in Brown School and the public school and the one in school. So Jimmy still works in the studio, but my brother, in the meantime, he's not working, and he worked at a restaurant as a major team. So there's a problem working in the studio, and just in the studio. So then my children was small, and I help out my dad. A lady who lives next to me, she has a couple of children too. I feed them at 5 o'clock. I went over across the street from the where we live and to the restaurant for a few hours. So pay this lady a babysitting. Lots of two kids in. So from then on we just in one restaurant and another, and then my brother passed away, so I'm a fireman.
I mean, you worked in other restaurants after this one,
yeah,
in North Hollywood.
Yeah, that's right, after that, and that's when I went over to the farmer's market in L.A. and started a food stand there.
What kind of food did you sell?
Coriander food, honey food. And it was pretty rough beginning because you know,
when was that?
Well, in Ching Hao, probably. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
So after Ching Hao, we went to.
After Ching Hao, you started a Chinese food stand,
farmer's market.